Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
That will bring us back to dough.
A deer, a female deer. Rain, a tropical golden sun. Me, a hen, I call myself. Run, a long, long way to run. So, a deer pulling thread.
So what I want you to do is imagine a busload of tourists singing their hearts out along to this on the very steps where the Von Trapps did in The Sound of Music, because Ed Finn did just that, and he's here in studio, not to sing. Well, maybe you can sing if you want.
I'm here with one of my favourite things. Yeah.
And that's one of your favourite things.
Yeah, I must listen, absolutely fantastic. So The Sound of Music, imagine, celebrating 60th anniversary this year. Hugely popular, of course, amazing. And Salzburg is, I mean, the city of music anyway, because, you know, the home place of Mozart, etc. But yeah, I did this panorama Sound of Music bus tour, and I was with, there was 20 Americans from Tennessee. There was people from all over the world on it. And listen, unashamedly singing all the songs.
See, some people would love that, Ed.
Yeah.
And some people, it's their worst nightmare.
I know. But I wasn't sure what I would react to, but I actually loved it. I embraced it. But it was brilliant because I did the walking tour around a fabulous guy. He does this smiling tours of Salzburg. Really interesting history there. And, you know, he brought me to the Abbey, the Nonnberg Abbey, where Maria was a nun. So you have the...
Yes,
you know,
I remember it from the movie. It was a white concrete building.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I mean, the nuns actually have removed the bell from the front of the door because they don't want anyone ringing the bell anymore because it's so famous now. But we went in and it was me and the guide inside in the church in the abbey, and the nuns were singing up in the cloister kind of area, and it was so amazing. I thought
Incredible.
It was just orchestrated.
But
beautiful.
On the bus, when you're moving on the bus,
yeah,
are people singing the songs,
yes,
The Sound of Music?
Yeah.
And Louis, was that okay with you, Ed?
Louis, our tour guide, who's originally from Costa Rica, by the way, he was fabulous. He has lived there for years. But yeah, it was great because everywhere we went, right, we were singing different songs. And you stop off, you go to the gazebo, you know, where Ralph, you know, where I am 16 going on 17.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah, and you go to all the palaces, the house where they fell into the water.
Yeah.
They tell you all the history, like how, you know, they kept doing it over and over again. Julie Andrews was going mental because she kept getting soaked. But anyway, you get all these facts of stuff, and then the whole history of the family. I mean, Robert Wise, the director, where he actually, the actual place in the cemetery, St. Peter's, where they were running away from the Nazis that time, from the Germans, he actually recreated that in Hollywood. And, you know, you get the whole history of when they left, mm-hmm, of course. And, you know, the granddaughter of Johannes, the only child of Maria's that was born in America, she was over recently giving a chat, and she's still...
So if you were to go on that tour, you'd have to throw yourself into it, right?
You would.
Have to buy into it.
Absolutely.
And you're like, I'm going to sing,
yeah,
at the top of my voice on that bus. I'm going to be the best,
yeah,
singer.
And
you love it.
Yeah, you love it. And it's brilliant. And you go to the place, you know, in the movie, where the beautiful town where the church where they got married, you know, that's not where they actually got married, but you know, but it's stunning. But like, yeah, it is the best thing. To away all the antidepressants, Claire, this is going to lift your spirits.
Lift
high.
Your spirits. Yeah. Well, listen, we're talking about this because of, you know, you're going on holiday, you're a music lover. What better way to connect and to relax,
yeah,
than to visit these places and have the authentic,
absolutely,
experience.
And it breaks down all these barriers, you know, because everyone is chatting, like you're chatting to people from Brazil, Japan, Argentina, and they're all singing the song, right? Mm. So you're wondering, but brilliant. And of course, the other thing I did, you know, the Mozart, of course, then, you know, amazing there. Everywhere you go, there's concerts on and stuff. I went to this beautiful dinner concert. So you go into this beautiful room.
Now tell people where you were when this happened.
In Salzburg.
Right,
yeah.
Salzburg
so
again.
St. Peter, so it's called St. Peter's. It's the oldest restaurant in Salzburg, right? So it's like a little mini palace. And you go in and there's all these tables and you sit down, and then they, Fernando and the other lady, they come in and they sing all this lovely opera to you.
Beautiful.
While you're having a rather sumptuous meal.
Gorgeous.
But it was like something you'd read. I loved it. It was, mm-hmm, great. Yeah, really enjoyable.
Okay, now you went to Bonn as well, the birthplace,
yeah,
of Beethoven.
Now Bonn, I mean, funny thing, Bonn is a place I'd never really thought, you know, I was on my list. So
it wouldn't be really, I don't think, for many
people. So of course the birthplace of Beethoven. Beethoven. And how I found it was I was doing a cruise from Frankfurt up to Andernach at 3 nights.
You see, this is his life now, everybody else.
Claire, I have to say now, right, I thought river cruising was for a certain age. It is for everybody. I mean, there was people from all ages. It only takes, it's MS Grace was the name of the ship, part of the Scylla line. But it was so nice that, you know, you have all your meals. You're in a beautiful room with the sliding doors and you're sailing along Boppard, Bad Salzig, Koblenz, Bonn anyway, right? We stopped. So, of course, Beethoven is celebrating again. It was his 275th anniversary recently or whatever. But the house where he was born, so many people there. You just see all over the world, a whole museum there. And then we were brought in and they do a concert for you. This fantastic Japanese pianist, Takehiro Sakamoto, I pronounced that wrong. He's very famous over there. And then he played some of Mozart's symphonies and Moonlight Sonata and stuff. And it's just magic.
Beautiful.
Really nice, yeah.
And then back on the cruiser and stuff,
yeah,
the face
and
again.
Bonn is lovely because you know the way food. Bonn was the former capital, of course, of Germany, so up to 1990. Mm-hmm. So I did the Path to Democracy tour. But think again, lovely cobble streets, great cafe society. A bit of a real surprise for me, Bonn. I loved it.
Yeah, you went to the equivalent of the Oris there as well,
I
believe.
They have, it's beautiful and it's open to the public. You can go every month and visit it. Beautiful, gorgeous artwork and stuff.
And there's festivals happening there,
yeah,
this year.
This summer, again, fabulous place, lovely. And if you want to go and stay there as well, mm-hmm, loads of lovely hotels there, very good value. Very nice. Bonn was the kind of place I thought to myself, you know, I can actually live here, no problem. You know that sort of feeling when you get
lovely
in a place, very civilised.
Again, somewhere
on the river.
Probably not on the list, but then, you know,
yeah,
well
but
worth
definitely
it.
Definitely. And if you do that, if you like to try a little river cruise, really a
sounds
great
wonderful
way to see all these places.
Cruising is on my list. Going on a cruise is on my,
yeah,
list.
No, it's brilliant. And there's
the
a cruise for everyone, Claire, right? Just make sure you book the right one.
Leipzig. You love Leipzig as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, now Leipzig's amazing because, again, this is a place that's interesting because the home of Bach, of course, he lived here for 27 years and they're having a huge, it's again his 275th birthday in 25, amazing place. It's another city of music. It's only an hour and 20 minutes by train from Berlin, by the way, because we don't have direct flights there. So a really beautiful place. But think about, again, that sort of gorgeous German cafes, cobble streets. But back, the festivals this year are incredible. And I know people that went there last year and they were raving about it, as in, you know, why haven't I gone here before? So Leipzig, another really beautiful city for music.
Now we're going to move to the Italian evenings, the warm Italian evenings of Verona.
Oh my God, listen, probably one of my favourite cities in Italy, Claire, Verona, of course, the amphitheatre. I think one of the most memorable things I've ever done was to be at Puccini's La Bohème in the open air in Verona. Now they've all different seats there when you go in. They have the Gradinata, so you bring cushions, they, you know, your basic seats, and then you can go up to your very nice sort of VIP kind of packages where mm-hmm you can have champagne and stuff, so you can treat yourself. But it's incredible. I was at Aida there as well. Tosca's beautiful, and you know they bring sheep on. There's elephants coming. You know, can you imagine?
What?
It was under the stars. Like, it is amazing what they do there. They recreate all of the operas almost like they were intended to be, so like live animals and the whole, but it was really fabulous.
Sounds
Verona,
incredible,
yeah.
So this is in the open air.
In the open air, and it's if you look up arena.it, you'll see the programme there for this year. Again, because of Puccini's, it was his 100th anniversary last year, they've loads of Puccini on this year. Of course, Madame Butterfly, you know, mm-hmm, amazing Turandot, stunning stuff. And of course,
is it I mean, I know you mentioned you can treat yourself with the VIP thing, but is it in general, is it expensive?
No. No, not at all. I mean, there's the tickets, I think they're from about €35 up, mm-hmm, you know, as I said. But a lot of people, when they go on tours, a lot of groups go from here and they do Lake Garda, Venice and Verona, and
right,
they take in an opera. But again, and of course, you have Romeo and Juliet. You have to go to the balcony and, you know, you have to do your Romeo and Juliet movement.
Of course.
Famous, of course, for that as well.
Yes.
But a beautiful city. I mean, we had a pizza and a bottle of red wine, two of us, and I think it was 15 quid each just outside the amphitheatre. And, you know, I would have thought it was going to be way more expensive mm-hmm than that. So the value was really good as well.
Okay. Well, we're definitely going to Bonn, maybe Leipzig, and definitely going to Verona. Now we're going to come back home. Let's have a listen to this.
Well, you don't need an answer. There'll be days like this. When you don't need a chance, there'll be days like this. When all the parts of the puzzle start to look like they fit. And I must remember, there'll be days like this.
So we're going to Belfast, of course, the hometown of Van Morrison, also a UNESCO City of Music, which is a huge deal. What makes Belfast stand out, Ed, musically?
Yeah, incredible. And I mean, Gary from Snow Patrol, like the guys worked on this for years to get this UNESCO designation. And it is fantastic. I mean, look, you're thinking, of course, Van Morrison, as we heard there, you're thinking the Undertones. I mean, look, Ruby Murray, you know, you have the most incredible kind of culture there. Now, in all the bars I find in Belfast, you can go into so many bars up there and all of them are playing music. They don't even have cover charges, the Cathedral Quarter, etc. I mean, Led Zeppelin first played Stairway to Heaven in the Ulster Hall in Belfast. You know, there's an incredible sort of music heritage there. Yeah. Now, there's a brilliant, I love the Oh Yeah music studio. And when you go there, it has the whole history of all of the singers and the whole, you know, the legacy there of music. And they do a bus tour, Claire. I love the bus tours. You know that,
I'm
right?
I'm learning that,
I was singing on this one as well. By the way, but Snow Patrol, I think. But this one was really good, and they take you to all the places where things happen. Like I said there about Lebs, and they bring you to all the different, you know, places where all the things happen and the concerts, of course. So yeah, brilliant place.
And I mean, it's a year of celebration there of their musical legacy.
It is, yeah,
2025.
Exactly, they're doing a big festival there, the MAC, the Ulster Hall, as they were saying there. So loads happening, and again, just up the road. So if you don't want to fly anywhere, it's a great
there
location.
You go. Belfast is there for you. Well, in this conversation about places to go for music lovers, we cannot leave out the home of country music.
And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Was banging on about my holiday I had with my friend Kira about 13 years ago when we went to Nashville for a few days.
Wow.
One of the best holidays I've ever had.
Yeah,
incredible.
Amazing. And you know, isn't it fantastic? We now have, starting this month, we've got direct flights from Dublin to Nashville. Who would have thought a few
years
ago?
Yeah, because it was awkward to get there.
Absolutely. And I mean, Nashville, of course, you know, it's famous again, the Grand Ole Opry. They've got, again, I was telling there about bars, they've got 59 different amazing music bars in Nashville. You've probably been into a few of them.
You start in Tootsie's and you work your way down.
So you can chat about this, right? And you don't pay anything. There's no cover charge, and you go in and you can record your own music there as well. You can have records made. You can go into studio and do all sorts of fun stuff. But it's brilliant. And of course, as you know, it's the home of music, really. I mean, Taylor Swift went there when she was 14. Elvis went there when he was 14. So if you want to send your kid there to be a famous music star, you know where to send them.
And the bartenders and the waiters, they're all aspiring singers and musicians, aren't they? So you could
be
served by somebody and then they jump up on the counter and belt out a song.
Exactly. I mean, John Randall, the Grammy winner, and his wife Jessie Alexander, she wrote The Climb for Miley Cyrus. They were over here last week promoting the whole Nashville thing. So, but it's really an experience, isn't it? And there's a thing in Ireland, we have it in our psyche, country and western music. We just resonate with it, and you know, when you're there and when you immerse yourself in it, it's just phenomenal. I think
it
really
is. And what I found as well about Nashville, and I don't know if it's the same now because that was a while ago, it's just really safe. You know, it's a really fun night out for everybody.
Absolutely.
And it's a would you call it a family destination?
I mean,
the music starts very early in the day and you can go and enjoy it.
It does from lunchtime on. I mean, we had all sorts of different experiences, and of course then, you know, you can travel to Memphis, of course, you know, just about 2 hours.
That's incredible. Yeah, to visit Graceland.
Yeah, and then you can go the other way to, as we heard Jolene, go to Dollywood as well. So if you spent about a week or 10 days there, you'd have a great time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but it's really is, again, a music lover's dream.
Did you learn how to line dance in Nashville?
I did, yeah.
Did you?
I learned how to do it in Arizona before that, actually, a few years ago. Would you believe it? On the sawdust on the floor and everything, but I'm terrible at it. Like, absolutely terrible.
I don't know now, Ed, about that, because we have the singing on the buses and we have...
I'm better on the bus.
The dancing. So listen, and if you want to go to that part of the world as well, I mean, you're not just going to get country, you're going to get gospel, you're going to get soul.
Well, that's it, absolutely. I mean, the genres, as you said, in the bars, they've all different genres of music, which is great.
Now, Prague, we want to finish in Prague, which a lot of people will know as a really magical city and a hub for classical music lovers.
Absolutely. I mean, I think as well, you know, think of it, I mean, all through the summer, I mean, we have the Verdi Opera Festivals going on there, Claire, all year, really. This year there was a big celebration there. for the last few months with Verdi. But Prague has the most amazing opera houses, the Estates Theatre. They have the Municipal House. Everywhere you go, there's music, which is really amazing. And I love it because it's so affordable. You know, you can have the best tickets in the house. You can get a box for about 50 euro in some of these theatres, which is phenomenal stuff. And of course, you know, in the churches as well, you have Vivaldi playing all over the place. And in summertime, Old Town Square, everywhere, it just becomes one open sort of music sort of venue, which is brilliant. I love
it. It beats lying on a sun lounger for a week, I think, doesn't it? A holiday like this.
It does. And you know what? What's amazing? It lifts, you know, when you go to these, even in Prague, like they do them in different settings. It is. It's a different experience. I mean, you can do the sun lounger thing as well. But for me, this is food for the soul, you know, because it's really music combined with this getaway. It takes you off to another place. Yeah,
especially
it?
When you're a singer like yourself. Though, you know? What's your favourite from all of those?
I suppose, I mean, there's something in all the different ones, but I must say, right, I really, you know, growing up, The Sound of Music was on every year. So I, for me, that was really a real experience. Salzburg is gorgeous.
It's the singing. We've hit on something there.
It is, yeah.
Kevin and Therese have been in touch. They got engaged in 2011 on Valentine's Day in the Sound of Music gazebo.
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
There you go. Yeah, it's amazing.
Loving this discussion. We did a 4-hour tour of the Sound of Music cycling tour in Salzburg. If you're a real fan, this is amazing.
Yeah.
We've another listener who went on honeymoon to Nashville 20 years ago this year. Best trip ever. Just for the crack, never mind the music. And we can both endorse and support
there you
that
go.
Message.
That's brilliant to hear.
Ed, thank you so much.
No problem at all, Claire. The hills are alive.
The hills are alive for you've Ed on the bus, Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels there.